In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor promotes an opportunity to connect with the aquatic life of the Middle Fork River.
A male rainbow darter is a jewel of a fish, especially during the spawning season, when he's at his most colorful. On top, he sports a row of small, dark saddles. On the sides, he's marked by alternating bars of vibrant blue and orange, which are also the colors of his fins. Below, he may be yellow, green, or red, and there's another splash of bright orange around his gills. This handsome creature is one of 27 species of darters that occur in Illinois, and it's not uncommon in suitable habitat. But I bet you've never seen one, even if you fish the waters where they live. Rainbow darters occupy the zone right along the bottom of the stream, and they grow to a maximum length of only about 3 inches. Like many of the other highly varied organisms that inhabit Illinois waterways, they go unappreciated because they're not easy to observe. Of course, I mentioned this as a way of introducing an opportunity. This Saturday, the Illinois Natural History Survey and Prairie Rivers Network will co-host a river discovery program on the Middle Fork of the Vermilion River at Kickapoo State Park near Danville. The purpose of the program is to put people directly in touch with the life of the river, enabling them to better understand what makes it so special. Headquarters for River Discovery Day will be the Natural History Survey's Traveling Science Center. With support from Prairie Rivers Network, this facility has recently been outfitted with new displays and hands-on educational materials dedicated to the biodiversity of rivers. Weather permitting, much of the activity of River Discovery Day will take place outdoors and focus on the creatures that inhabit the Middle Fork. One group of scientists from the Natural History Survey will use seines to catch darters, minnows, and other small fish, which will be held in tanks for people to see and then released. Other scientists will set up a temporary display of turtles from the river. This will likely include painted turtles and red-eared sliders, with the possibility of map turtles, softshell turtles, and snapping turtles, too. A display of mussels will give people a chance to observe firsthand the characteristics that give rise to the quirky common names of these creatures: pocketbook, pistol grip, pigtoe, and wartyback. Having led you on with a sexy description of the rainbow darter and the promise of seeing an assortment of turtles and mussels up close, I have to admit that there will also be a lot of attention paid to insects at River Discovery Day. But that's not a bad thing. Insects play a key role in the life of streams, and they possess their own set of attractions for people who come to understand them. Toward that end, stream biologist Edward DeWalt of the Natural History Survey will conduct 2 hands-on workshops to promote understanding of aquatic insects as part of River Discovery Day. River Discovery Day is scheduled to run from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. and will be based at the parking area adjacent to the bridge over the Middle Fork near Kickapoo Landing. To register for an aquatic insect workshop or for contact information, follow the links from the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Institute of Natural Resource Sustainability.